Andrew Noblitz just sent us a message. Race 5, number 3, Pakenham is his best today. We're taking that.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
It's Hint of Mint in front by over a length on Nanika in second. Hint of Mint driven out, wants to go sideways, but she's still got the job done.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
We do. Pakenham tonight, Kilmore today. Whitey, where are we playing, please? What's going on with our surface?
Okay, so let's get to Daniel Foster, who is the track manager at Kilmore, and he will let us know before we go through Pakenham. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Going very well, thank you. The weather has settled down, so it's good news for Kilmore today. What's the track looking like?
Tracks have come up a soft 5 today with a Peno of 5.25, so it's not bad.
Okay, 5.25 in the rail position?
It's rail positions in the truth.
Okay, and you're happy with what you've got?
Yes, the track's perfect. You know, track will race really well today.
Terrific, Daniel. Thanks for that, and good luck this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
So that's Kilmore, Pakenham, soft 5, weather overcast, penetrometer 6.53.
Righty-o, let's get a winner. Mick Kent Jr.'s got 6 today, 2 at Kilmore, 4 at Pakenham tonight. Mick, good morning.
Yeah, morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. Let's have a look at Kilmore first up. Race 1, number 2, Cumberbatch, is on debut today. What can you tell us about this I'm Invincible colt? I'm Invincible flying at the moment.
He is. This is a nice horse. I don't know if today's his race. He trialled, I would say, somewhat average, but in very bad ground last Tuesday at Werribee. So he's a little bit mentally fragile. He probably needs racing to bring him on. And this is a race with a couple of decent debutants that have trialled well from good stable. So I think I'd just be watching him today.
Right, it's race 1, number 2. Cumberbatch, have a bit of a watch. Race 2, number 1, flip it around. Beth Page is first up today after a good spell. Looking to break the maiden status. You confident?
Yeah, I think she can. Again, there's some well-bred fillies there, but she's trialled really well. She won a jump out Cornfield. She trialled super on the bridle last Tuesday at Werribee. She's no star, but I think she gets every chance from a good draw. There's a filly there, Groovy Kind of Love, that my dad used to train at. She's a nice filly, I know that. I think she's probably our best of the day. I don't think we've got a lot of chances today, but I think she's probably one that can win.
Right, that's race 2, number 1 at Kilmore today. Beth Page, look out for the 5, Groovy Kind of Love there. At Pakenham tonight, you said your best is probably Beth Page, but any other runners you fancy some sort of chance? You got 2 in race 3, Lightfield and St. Eustace, and you got Ricara in race 4, number 5, and then race 8, number 2, Orienzel. Which of those 4 would be your better chances at Pakenham tonight?
Yeah, so probably St. Eustace is the one to follow going forward, possible Adelaide Derby type. He'll definitely want further, but he probably can run a place there tonight on a nice big track. Same with Orienzel in the last. Robert Hickman's horse is very hard to beat with some good form lines, but he's come up well, and he took him on a place. But yeah, as I said, there's not really a knockout chance for us today. But probably the horse of the weekend is probably Rams, who you'll see is in Friday night, but we're probably going to run him Sunday at Wangaratta, you know, benchmark 70. He's won the trial and the jump out, and he's a very speedy horse that's sort of going really well, and he'd probably be our best for the weekend.
Right, a bit of golf love. Beth Page and Rams.
That's right.
The Mick Price and Mick Kent stable. Good on you, Mick. We appreciate your time always. Give insight into the horses.
Yeah, no worries, guys. Bye-bye.
Good stuff. Mick Kent Jr. is Beth today. Race 2, number 1, Kilmore. $6, Beth Page. He's also suggested that the 1 tonight and race 8 at Pakenham is tough to beat.